What is up, people? Are you ready to go hard in the paint with the Cool Podcast Bro Podcast?
So hard today.
Well, you're I go hard in the motherfucking paint. I don't know any other parts of that song.
That's all you do?
That's probably good. You don't, actually.
Yeah, there's actually nothing
we
good.
We don't want to cross too many boundaries.
Nothing
early
good
on.
A white person can say. Nothing good can come out of a white person rapping that song.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Fair enough, yeah.
Okay. Even with the pass?
But
you're going to need, like, infinite
fake
passes.
Pass.
You're going to need to be buying passes off
even
eBay.
Even Eminem probably has the pass, but he doesn't
I'm going to need, like, a John Lennon pass. Because John Lennon, like, got his pass from the president of the NAACP.
How
yeah,
does
but
that happen?
Guy's not. That guy doesn't legit think about passes for that.
Yeah, John Lennon spent a week in bed protesting war. He can do whatever he
right,
wants.
Right. Well, John Lennon. John Lennon made that song "Woman Is the Nigger of the World," and like
really?
A lot of people were pissed off about it. And the president of the NAACP was like, "No, it's cool because he makes a point."
And everyone said it was cool after they said it.
Well, I mean, honestly, if the president of the NAACP says it's cool, I mean, who else do you have to go up to a higher power?
But like, I feel like his street cred's pretty low.
John Lennon?
John Lennon?
No, and the NAACP president.
I
think he's
I
expecting,
think so.
You know, like, he never grew up probably in the hood. You know, he probably had a...
That's probably a good point.
Nice,
that's a good point.
I'm saying, that upbringing, you know, he's like a Colin Powell sort of guy, you know?
Yeah.
No one thinks
guess,
Colin Powell.
Except, I guess.
Kind of leaves a Rice's hood.
Like, Colin Powell's like they're all people who are advancing their own career, and this is a person whose career it is to advance all those people in the aforementioned hood.
I know, I'm saying, and that's the problem, that they don't have those kind of role models.
Yeah, that guy could roll up and like...
That's definitely one of the problems, but that's also, I'm saying that's the truth.
That
though,
guy would roll
that,
up
you
and...
Know?
The,
fair
the
enough.
The president of the NAACP would roll up on MLK in Atlanta and like try to be like, hello, I am the president. And they're like, get the fuck out of here.
What I'm saying is that not enough kids...
They wouldn't. I mean,
not enough kids respect African Americans who have high jobs, you know, and high profile jobs and doing
it's
great.
It's not cool to be smart, man.
Sometimes
yeah, I don't know. Did you learn nothing in school? Nerd?
Whoa.
What, are you a nerd or some shit like that?
I actually got asked if I was a nerd today at work.
How about James Franco? Jump into our first topic.
Can we not jump into our first topic and can we introduce the podcast?
Let's introduce the podcast a little bit. Jumping the gun a little bit. Premature topiculation.
Yep.
Well, my girlfriend will tell you that I am.
You don't have a girlfriend.
Okay. Yep. I'll tell you that I am.
Well, my name
not
is
again.
Alan, and this is the Cool Podcast Bro Podcast. And
I'm Rob, the second bro.
And we have a guest today.
Yeah, we have a
permanent guest.
Yeah.
No one said that yet.
And, you know, I want to take this
contract
time
still
to thank our Canadian listener. 2 weeks in a row, he or she downloaded an episode.
Our brother
and
up north.
Here's the most exciting thing.
I mean, we've had 2 episodes in 2 weeks downloaded from Canada. We don't actually know it's the same person.
It was the season 2 premiere.
Wow.
So he's going back in the catalog.
He's back to listen up.
So we need to step up our game.
I'm the guest.
Also,
Jordan,
I really hope he gets through all the Canada bashing we did in the first two episodes.
Bashing?
Yeah.
Jordan knows we did Canada.
But what I'm thinking is that there's two options here. One is a good option, but also the less likely option. He lives in a big city. Things are cool. Second, in my idea, more probable option, this guy lives in the fucking middle of nowhere, and he only has access to, like, very limited internet. He's like, oh, this is all I can listen to. I might as well, because besides that, he's just sitting around doing nothing.
It's like the one radio station you
can pick
up.
It's like the one thing, yeah.
The one radio, because that's how we operate. We have a tower.
The internet doesn't work that way, but I'm saying.
The tower of
Babel. Let's pretend like he's just like, that's all I got, man.
Babel?
That's where Babel comes from, yeah.
Yeah, but we have 2 B's in our tower.
No, I mean, that's where okay.
I know.
All right. Just so you didn't think you were making a clever pun.
I was making a clever pun.
Okay, you weren't, though, because that's the actual root of the word.
And moving the L and the E around.
No, but that's actually the root of the word, though.
I know.
Okay.
And strike out.
End scene.
End scene. Cut!
So what we're going to do for the next, I don't know, hour.
Whatever.
We're going to talk some shit about some stuff.
We're gonna make you have a good time, basically. We are.
If you don't have a good time, then you
then
can.
Fuck you, seriously. Because honestly, yeah, we're gonna have a great time.
Because we're gonna
circle jerk.
So how we usually start is we usually talk
maybe
some
later.
Shit about normal people that are like things that are going on. So, Jordan, you have a dumbass of the week?
Oh, I do.
Oh yeah, we're starting out with the dumbass of the week. No, I forgot about that.
For my job, yeah. One of the managers at one of the grocery stores.
Before you start, I'm glad that it took us 3 episodes to get past the I deal coke. That's my job. I sell coke.
I'm pretty sure he
I was
only
past
did
it
that
second
once.
Time.
Yeah,
the first time is a joke because it's a funny intro.
Yeah, see, I try to be the asshole on the podcast.
It doesn't work. No,
I'm just too nice, ladies.
You're not too nice. You finishes just last.
You just like don't remember the bad things.
Unfortunately,
right?
The nice guy finishes first.
And what?
Think about it.
Don't think about it. Dead air is no good.
Finishes first to Miss Michigan. Your hand.
Thank you. Okay.
Anyways. Okay, I go to the store every week, right?
Waka.
And I always merchandise Coca-Cola for the store. And every time I go, the girl's like, where's your name tag at? So I started carrying it in my front pocket, but I never show it, you know? She knows who I am. Why ask me what my name tag is? I want to be like, listen. I don't get up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm gonna go fucking work for free at a store. On my free time, I like to work. No, you dumb bitch. And also, I'm not a CIA planted there, you know, to spy on people. No one does that. What?
CIA are not required to show any form of identification.
Okay, well,
it's so
anyways,
alarming that you just know that. Like, I'm happy you do.
Yeah. I'm not
going to keep you around forever.
That's amazing,
things.
Actually, that you... Anyways,
like you're in the back seat.
Also,
it's like checking.
Also, they're technically not allowed to investigate domestically. So,
interesting.
Technically,
yeah. I mean, they're not allowed to really exist.
Hey, man, I played Call of Duty.
Yeah,
all right,
he knows the backstory.
I killed Fidel Castro's face.
But then, is that what happens
in
this?
The first one? And then I kind of lost interest
in the first
in the black
in the first
ops.
Level.
You kill Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't really kill. It's a double. Dominant.
Speaking of political, you know, conspiracies. Do you guys really think Bin Laden is getting help from us? I mean,
what? Where did this come from?
Because like, I think about this the other day. I was thinking about how many badass teams we have, you know, Rangers and shit like that, you know? And yeah, they don't know the cave system, but with technology now, we can probably figure anything out. Why don't we just send a rogue squad to go fucking kill him, like, right now? Like, 10 people, like, go off the map, you know, go undercover.
Off the
I'm going to stop you right here and say that you said the words rogue squad. We don't send rogue squads to do anything. Rogue squads do what the fuck they want.
We need to get the A-team to go over there and whoop some ass. That should be the A-team sequel. Guaranteed that wouldn't bomb at the box office.
We're such badass, you know. Why don't we go... Why hasn't Bin Laden been killed yet? I'm just saying, like, it seems like
he might have been.
Isn't he like? Hasn't he been dead for like 4 years? Didn't he have like cancer or something?
He has dialysis, kidney dialysis. But you can live on that forever.
What a pussy! What a pussy terrorist leader.
I mean, why a pussy? Is that his fault?
This guy's united. He's the strength of like a terrorist movement. And then it's like when you walk in on Darth Vader when he's getting his helmet put on. He's getting dialysis. Don't look at me.
I imagine.
I can't really pee correctly anymore.
I imagine all his followers getting like real pumped up, and Bin Laden walks on stage, and then like he trips over his IV stand, like shit, and then he's like real clumsy, and like sorry about that.
Halfway through his speech, he's getting really like woozy. Can anyone give me a graham cracker? My blood sugar's very low.
He doesn't have diabetes; it's dialysis.
Blood sugar. You know,
thank God you're a doctor.
We are the most self-sabotaging group ever. I was just trying to make a joke,
and it wasn't a good
about
one.
General health.
But you have to be right to make a joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No,
sorry.
You don't.
Sorry.
No, you don't. You have to either be right or hilariously wrong, and you weren't one of those things.
God, we always hate on you, but yeah, I love you. I love you.
We got to rein you in, because if we weren't here, you'd just make shitty joke after shitty joke. And like.
But I do anyway. So, I mean, what's the
point? I know, but now we get to make you feel bad about it.
Fuck you guys. I seriously hate you sometimes when I do this show. I fucking hate
Don't say I didn't say anything when that little exchange at the end.
Seriously, the Graham Kirk joke wasn't even a little bit funny.
What Graham Kirk joke?
What I just made these.
Oh, right. Low blood sugar. No, it wasn't funny at all. Here's one. Sorry, we're going to have to postpone the speech. I was totally pissing blood earlier.
That's not funny at all.
It's not, but at least that's what happens when you have kidney failure.
That's horrible, by the way.
Osama Bin Laden partied too hard in terrorist college. Potential?
Yeah.
We can work it into something. We can massage it into a joke.
I guess.
No, because liver be fucking more.
What
do
you
fuck?
I mean, the liver, though, is the main thing that gets affected.
I just write a few drafts of it. Maybe go a few different directions with it. We'll get back to you.
Next
week. We'll run
it for next
the next
week,
podcast.
Premiere it.
Okay?
Premiere next week.
Speaking of running some drafts, fuck you guys. But the Oscars were last... or. This weekend.
Was that through the draft?
They were around.
They were yesterday.
Well, you can't. No one just wrote a screen. It wasn't. Getting original screenplay Oscars, not like, you know, college, night before, boom, wrote a 20-page paper, don't care what it's like. They went back and they revised it.
Obviously, but I don't know.
Have you noticed my segues make no sense a lot of the time?
I'm okay with the segue. Got us to stop talking about Bin Laden.
I thought they were called...
Does he scare you?
No, it doesn't scare me. It's just like...
Very creepy. It doesn't scare me at all.
I got a low attention span. I don't care about Obama. I mean, Osama anymore.
Freudian slip.
What do you mean, Freudian slip? I meant to say that.
Obama Bin Laden. Shut down.
Oh, my God.
There goes the podcast. Anyways. Why?
Internet kill switch.
Maybe, I'm sure Robbie can explain this for me. Maybe you, Alan, too. Why are the Academy Awards called the Oscars?
Because someone named Oscar. Yeah, they resembled someone's uncle who looked like Oscar. Yeah.
Uncle Oscar.
The statue is, right?
Yeah, the statue is like, hey, it looks like Uncle Oscar, right?
Also holding, I don't know
how
that
was.
I don't know how that was determined because the Oscar is a naked gold man holding a sword. So either that guy.
Hey, Jimmy, you want to play gladiators again?
That guy has probably the creepiest uncle ever.
I painted myself gold. Take a picture of me standing like this.
He's like, you want to play Excalibur and try to remove the sword from my anus?
Oh. And
it's
the
stuck.
Winner is...
Oh, it's deep in there, huh?
And the Oscar goes, too.
Somebody caught Lancelot.
Anyway.
To pull the sword out of the stone?
There. He's
Arthur
just,
pulled the sword out of the stone.
Oh, my God. See, look, he just shits on everyone's parade.
I thought it was Lancelot.
No, Lancelot just fucked his wife. Arthur's wife.
I thought Lancelot was gay.
No, that's a joke in Monty Python's version of it.
Oh.
By the way...
They have their history.
The Holy Grail's playing Midnight... At the State Theater pretty soon, we should go.
Nice. We should definitely do that.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I think.
Anyway, Oscars.
Right.
Oscars. Impressions?
Uncle
anyone?
Oscar
how did you
molested
feel?
His child, and he was scarred for life, and anytime he saw any figure, he was like, it's Oscar! And then he'd walk.
You're high.
Is that real gold, do you think, or no?
Yeah, I would fucking hope so. How hard are times in Hollywood if the Oscars are fake gold?
Oh, here's what I think about Oscars. Like, it's great, you know, but it's like, they go so over the top. They spend so much money that's not needed. It's just like, wow, and we wonder why sometimes people are struggling and people are homeless in America, but I'll make it rain. We'll get gold curtains in here. We'll get fucking huge statues. We'll get dancers before. It doesn't matter.
Can I just point out that we have three people on this podcast, and I was not the first one to mention that.
What?
I'd like to get some props from you on one for not being the first to mention that the Oscars are an example of extravagance of the wealthy.
Oh, my God. It is. Absolutely they are. There's
it's
no
a celebration
doubt about it.
Of where it fucking made it.
Yeah, it's like, no.
But I mean,
not everyone can make it in Hollywood. We got to save some of that money to go celebrate the guys who do. You know?
Exactly. Why wouldn't they celebrate the people that made it? I mean,
because they're already getting paid a shit ton of money. Yeah, they get their celebrations, whatever the fuck
they
want.
They deserve recognition.
They can get recognition without having these galas with solid gold statues if they are even solid
gold. No,
they
get recognition from their peers, though, because we don't vote for that shit.
You're right. So?
We do on, like,
online polls.
We validate
them by watching it every single year.
So it's like the king throwing a party for all the princes, you know, every year.
It's not anything. That's not anything like that.
Rub it in their face.
The princes are born into that. They don't work to get that honor.
It's like the rich throwing parties for the rich show. Just rubbing
absolutely.
It in.
Well, they're not rubbing it in. You don't have to watch.
I know I don't, but that's...
But Anne Hathaway is so cute.
But she's
yeah,
so
she
hot.
Was. She was. She seemed genuinely excited to be...
She can sing. She can
and
sing.
And James Franco seemed genuinely excited... To cross smoking weed at the Oscars off his bucket list.
He's like,
there was no doubt in my mind that he was stoned.
Opportunity.
Jordan didn't think he was, and that's fine. But Jordan obviously did not see his red carpet interview with that really awkward woman.
I didn't.
In the green room.
Oh yeah,
he was. If you get, we'll link it on the blog.
Will we? Because I'm the one who does the links on the blog.
I'll do it.
Okay.
We will try.
And he was obviously stoned. Was doing high laughter. Weird things with his eyes.
I mean, or so I've heard. Like, I don't
he's
have
a method
personal
actor,
experience.
You seen Pineapple
this.
Express? The guy's a method actor.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very scientific.
I finally I finally realized that 227 was the name of that show with the like Jefferson style show with the black family.
Oh, yeah.
When Seth Rogen's like, well, watch 227 sometime, you know? I thought it was
channel.
And then I looked up the channel, it was like two networks. Like, that makes sense. But it's actually the name of a show from the 70s, 227.
The show that they're watching in Pineapple Express. I had no idea. What
Anyways.
No, but I think he was okay. I didn't mind him as a host. He was obviously a little, like, distracted. But It's funny because there was a time when he looked like he was coming down about three quarters of the way through the show, and he was just like, "Oh shit!"
But he didn't like mess up any of his lines or anything. He great.
Maybe he did.
He was just, you know,
he's improv. He's one of those guys that can just handle it, you know.
Yeah, he did. And
if I was high up there, I'd be like, "Too much."
Like, and what is happening?
I would just like to back up our discussion to a little pre-Oscar coverage, which I hate watching all the who are you wearing, all that shit, but. This year was amazing, and maybe they did it last year. I don't know. I was flipping through the channels to like make sure I remembered what channel it was on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, ABC. And Tim Gunn is talking to people about what they're wearing and everything, and I fucking love Tim Gunn.
The only person cooler than James Franco that night was Tim Gunn.
Absolutely.
Tim Gunn is
America's favorite homosexual.
No. He's the guy on that Project Runway.
Oh, that's the one.
Why is he awesome?
He's just the coolest person ever. He's like, he's got a hilarious lisp.
Yeah.
Is it a lisp or is it just like
it's the gay guy voice.
Oh, yeah, he does that for sure. Yeah. No, Austin's really funny.
And he's got silver fox hair.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got great glasses. And he just says,
he's got a great sense of humor about
Anne
himself.
Anne Hathaway, you're not leaving because you didn't say a word during this interview. You're going to be here right when we come back. And she's like, yes, I am. I will never leave. It's like, you are the man.
I love when
Gunn, right?
Yeah. No, Austin's really funny in Hollywood that – gets credit now, I guess, but I love to watch interview people. Is Joan Rivers? She is
Joan Rivers.
So,
but
funny.
she has embraced the fact that she is a fucking train wreck, and
yeah,
she loves it.
She goes with it,
and her mouth is so big. She should have played Venom in Spider-Man 3 because her mouth is enormous.
She can be Kobayashi if you try. Yeah.
Who was that? Who played
Joan? Tobey Maguire.
No, Tobey Maguire played Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. You know,
Topher Grace.
Yeah, that one. The ones that are the same dude.
Horrible. Yeah. Anyways,
worst bad casting.
Do you guys think King's Speech obviously did really well? And
I liked it.
Deservedly. I haven't seen it yet. But
well, once it won, what's the first thing it won?
What didn't get enough credit though?
I don't know, but it shouldn't have won it.
It won, but you knew as soon as it won its
like,
first award that it was game. It was best
it was
original
like,
screenplay.
Yeah.
When that won, I turned to Robbie and I said, it's going to sweep everything it's up for tonight.
What didn't get enough credit last night?
Black Swan, obviously.
Black Swan
should have won Best Director, no doubt about
it. It should have gotten cinematography, if not director. I could see others getting director.
I do hate how
I could see Inception getting director.
Oh, yeah.
I think Inception.
But it didn't get nominated.
No, Inception got cinematography, though, and it deserved it.
No, Black Swan cinematography was better than
Inception.
Don't
you guys hate the limited pool?
No, I don't.
It's like
because
the same 10 movies every category, though.
Yeah, I guess
they were the best movies.
Yeah,
I mean,
when you're the best, you're
the
best.
Yeah, but I mean, they put I mean, Unstoppable got nominated for a category. So I mean, it's not like they only
Alice
picked great
Wonderland
movies.
I'm saying not that, like other like
it
know,
got nominated for
movies.
Three though,
but it won two.
It and won
Scott
two,
Pilgrim
yeah.
vs. the World was not nominated for visual effects, which just blows my mind.
Yes,
that was my
or sound editing, which I think was good. Yeah,
my second biggest beef with the Oscars. But
no. Let me talk about Scott Pilgrim for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
This is my biggest beef with the Oscars was all this
got beef.
Appealing to the younger demographic and same old shit movies, same
to
old
be fair,
Oscar
though.
Bait movies
be,
getting everything.
To be fair, I think that if Scott Pilgrim, this is just a mini conspiracy I have. If it wouldn't have absolutely bombed at the box office. I think it would have gotten nominated for a couple things.
Did it bomb at the box office?
Really?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it just didn't do well.
No
I thought it picked up
saw
speed.
It.
I saw it twice.
Yeah, boom. I think no one really knew about how awesome it was going to be.
Well, and it was. It definitely. I mean, before we get. We could talk about Scott Pilgrim for hours.
We have.
Yeah. But it appealed to a very specific demographic, and apparently that demographic is not quite mainstream enough.
Well, I feel like if Michael Cera hadn't
Losers.
Played himself out. In Juno, in Youth and Revolt, in
well,
that other thing he was in.
Super bad.
Sort of different. Super bad, yeah. If people hadn't been so tired of Michael Cera,
I
feel like they would
that.
Have come to see this movie more.
I don't know. Maybe,
they can't see him in a superhero role.
They spent over $2 million on advertising. I mean, they really pushed it.
They did.
Really
it was
pushed
all
it,
over the
and
place.
But unfortunately, it was just...
Let's
it,
not,
it was
let's
a little
not
too cartoony.
Too long.
People thought it was cartoony as opposed to video gamey. They didn't really see the
right,
appeal
yeah.
of it yet.
Beep,
but
boop, beep.
Well, to be fair, I think the graphic novels were a bit more cartoony than video gamey. I mean, there were certainly the video game aspects
yeah,
of it, but
right.
there was more nerd culture than just video games.
I need to see the DVD sales because I think it's going to kill
it. How funny was it after like they introduced all the engineers and like the science guys last night? when they're like, congrats to all these guys who are advancing film, and James Franco goes, yeah, good job, nerds.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
He was just saying what we were all thinking, though.
What categories do you guys think should be added to the Oscars? I was really serious, but would you like to see extra, maybe, I was thinking last night.
Okay, fair enough. Since you thought about it last night, you go ahead and go with your picks.
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, it seems so short, you know, there's only, like, there's only like 20 awards, something like that.
Yeah. Seems so short.
Wait, we actually did.
It actually seems like
the Oscars. No, because they do a really good shit. I'm saying like short as in awards given out.
The Oscars do a really good job.
My favorite part of the Oscars are those little sketches.
I think they're pretty concise. I think there's enough awards. I can't really think of adding anything. What else would they add though? If you thought of something,
I was wondering.
I don't know. I think they have everything pretty much covered. But obviously, there's something like special effects took over the last 20 years, and that became a category. And I think the next wave in movies, whatever it is, will take over.
Jeff Bridges' intro for like best the use of best 3D actresses was amazing.
If that's ever an Oscar, I'll kill myself.
I won't kill myself, but I will lose faith in the cinema industry. I mean,
best nip slip. Anne Hathaway would have won that. Probably.
Okay.
Nip slips are unintentional.
I know.
Love another drugs. We can pretend that was unintentional.
She failed.
Man.
Okay, let's
use of an on
biggest beef with the Oscars last night. Was it Scott Pilgrim for you?
It wasn't Scott Pilgrim. It was the fact that there was nothing, right? It wasn't so much that there was nothing, none of the young movies, so to speak. There was all the talk and all the host decisions were all like, oh, we need to get younger viewers watching, but we're not going to change the actual thing that people care about, right?
Well, like, and to be fair, I mean, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Where do you draw the line of the integrity of the governor's board?
I'm not saying the governor's board should have picked movies they didn't think were the best. I just think maybe some younger people should be on the governor's board.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
yeah, I can agree with that. Speaking of people on the governor's board, if you didn't watch Tom Hanks on Jimmy Kimmel afterwards, he was hilarious.
Is he?
He did a thing with his daughter where he was in Toddlers and Tiaras, and his daughter was on it. It was hysterical.
I watched Castaway today.
I'm sorry, I couldn't watch that. I had to work the next morning.
Oh. Anyway.
I watched Biggest Beef.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen Inside Job yet. I do want to see it. But
yeah, this is what I was going to
go I did with. Watch Exit Through the Gift Shop today, and wow, that movie.
Oh, that did have a pretty big gift. But I feel like incredible.
I think there was no way that Banksy was going to win. I think it was fixed from the start.
Well, I don't think it was not fixed. I think it's the same sort of thing where Scott Pilgrim.
Maybe Inside Job's more relevant, though. You know.
As soon as I thought Exit Through the Gift Shop was a great film. I really enjoyed it,
but it wasn't like.
But a perfect movie. As soon as I saw that there was a documentary about the financial crisis, like I don't care how good that one was, it was gonna.
I
win,
was so glad that guy called people out. Like no one's been arrested yet.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. That's basically.
Did you notice how no one thanked God last night? Not one person.
Oh, wow. I didn't notice that.
He was banned from the list of thanks, so I saw. It was on their big letters, don't thank God. When you got there, like, oh, shit.
No, I just noticed that because my speech. I don't know what I was watching something, and I was like, wow, no one thanked God. It was very strange to me. Anyway, my biggest beef is with the Banksy thing. I think what you said, the Oscars tried to go younger, and I think the fact that how he would have accepted the award would have.
He wouldn't have. He wouldn't have shown up, I think.
I think he was there.
I think he would have showed up. I don't think he would have showed his face. No,
he wouldn't have showed his face, but he would have done something.
What, even wearing a mask in the crowd the whole time?
Yeah, he would. I think that's exactly what he
would. No, someone obviously noticed that and talk about it. If he's wearing this guy's wearing a mask next to me.
No, I bet what he was doing was, I bet he was there.
Security, this guy's wearing a goddamn mask.
No, I bet he was there, and I bet he had it like in his cucks, and I bet he would have just really quickly, as soon as they called his name, slipped it on.
He's like Superman. He would be like.
Yeah, and no one would notice.
Go into a phone booth. No one's gonna just think about. Like I said, like we said before, like with our faces, no one's gonna know him by face. No one's gonna like Google image search guy at Oscars sitting next to me and know.
Oh,
who it is.
Oh, this weird guy. I don't know. There are plenty of people you don't know at the Oscars.
Yeah, but there's probably a lot of film happening that someone could probably ID him.
Well, he's already been ID'd.
Yeah, I mean,
a couple times. People know. Kind of
who he is. So if someone recognized him, they'd be like, oh, fuck.
I really think Banksy. That movie's awesome, but he's making another one apparently. So
that's good.
I'm excited.
It was good as far as like the. It was amazing to watch and see how
it
happens.
It was that was a fascinating documentary.
But it's definitely like an underground documentary. That you could tell, like, you know, like it wasn't smooth transitions. You know,
No, I thought it was very well done. It was unique. A lot of documentaries to me, they make me sad. I don't watch them because they're about terrible, terrible things that, like...
That's the point, though, to show the truth.
I know.
The truth is
I
sad.
Understand.
Like the
I understand.
Burma.
Sometimes,
like the Burma
sometimes the truth is sad, and a lot of important truths are sad, but sometimes you just got to think about...
It was unique.
Yeah, you just got to think about the world in a different way, and I think Banksy has an interesting way through his art and through his film, which is also his art, to really have a lighthearted way to show us the truth. You
MBW's film, original film he put together.
Yeah.
That was awesome. My,
you know,
so
I know, Robbie, you think it's fake. You think I think when you saw that film, that's probably what triggered it for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. I mean, I guess just the whole deal with Mr. Brainwash and like. I don't know. Like,
what a way to live, though. Every day, just filming. It's pretty crazy.
When I saw that, Banksy tells the guy to. If you don't know, if you haven't seen Exit Through the Gift Shop, Banksy tells us Mr. Brainwash to, you know, compile all the stuff.
That show was insane.
Compile all his recordings and make a movie. And the guy's been recording for what, 6-7 years at this time? Like a lot. Right. There's no way. I mean, this guy's been around movies and stuff his whole life. There's no way he would know that movie was a piece of shit that he put out. So
that's the point is that he's quirky though.
He's never had any in every part.
Yeah, so he's just thinking what
he never had
good.
Any idea how to make a movie.
Okay, let me
he
just.
He
I think
he
it
doesn't
was
have a linear script or anything. He doesn't have a way to.
And he's French, so he probably saw a bunch of crazy French films.
New wave stuff.
Have you seen any of that shit?
Man, I think
that's in film class. It's just weird.
I think that it. I think it is real.
Oh,
but
cigarette
if France. I were if I were in the camp where it's fake. That would be my number one thing to go to. There's no way anyone
I was reading that slash
would think
film,
that was quality.
Top 10 movies that like groundbreaking movies of
the
year.
I saw
year.
That. Yeah,
that was an amazing article. I want to check all those movies out.
It was a great article. So overall, it was good to see Billy Crystal too. I thought that he was good.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He gets
too.
Mad. Yeah. I didn't realize. I respected, but I didn't know. That
he's so respected. He is the man.
Billy Crystal absolutely.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
We're unfortunately about a generation and a half behind where he was really like the man. No,
are we a part of a generation?
Like, I think we're after
name?
Y.
What is after
no,
Y?
X,
what
are
we?
X.
No, we're way
after.
No,
after
X
is Y.
X is like 90s, like early 90s grunge stuff.
Well, I mean, what we
what are
we'd
called?
Have to go by like when we were born. I mean, we're all born before 1990.
I learned about it, but I think we're generation apathetic fucks.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, great. So our generation, we're young.
Okay, so let's wrap up our Oscar talk. This is very early. Any people that you think may make noise next year for the Oscars?
Kanye, obviously. He's going to make noise because he's going to break something up and just be an asshole.
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
No, you didn't.
He did not, no. I think that...
there are 27 sequels coming out this year alone.
And like all, most of them are comic movies, right?
A lot of them are comic
movies.
Those.
Which is, I mean, they should be good.
Can
be
good or bad.
Movies,
here's my pick. I mean, this is very, very early, of course. I am going to go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to get a nomination for Hesher, which is an indie movie he did about 2 years ago.
But
it's finally
not
getting released.
Though.
Who cares? Either is Winter's Bone.
Yeah, no, Winter's Bone is true. He's got you with Winter's Bone.
You only got one a year, though. You only got one a year. I feel like.
Blue Valentine.
Got nominated.
So Beautiful or whatever got nominated for actor.
I'm gonna go. So I'm gonna go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets nominated for Hesher. That's my prediction.
There you go.
I don't like making predictions before I like know what movies are gonna be coming out.
Really baseless.
I mean, I get that, but like, I mean, for things like The King's Speech, I didn't know like until that was like gonna come out. That was coming up. I was like, oh yeah, I like that King
and Hall Pass for best.
I'm saying
for best picture.
Big Mama 2 is going to sweep.
Big Mama's 3.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, come on.
Whatever
did you not see Big Mama's House 2?
I haven't
seen
it.
You know, only 4 times.
Yeah, so it didn't really get in your brain. You didn't get all of
didn't
the
seep in.
Information.
Anyways.
So no predictions where you just made me feel bad because I wanted
no,
to.
No,
what do you want us to say?
Prediction.
What do you want us to say?
You made a good prediction. You're
it's 2
way
months
more
in.
Up on films that are coming out. I've never heard
it,
of
best
Fisher.
Animated film? Rango.
Nah.
I guess.
It'll be
tops. I don't know. I just want Pixar to get on the
I'm so excited for Rango.
I know you're
I'm
excited
so
for
excited.
Rango.
I'll make one in 10 weeks that'll beat Rango. Just wait.
I just really
challenge
want it
accepted.
To be, I just really want it to be Fear and Lizard in Las Vegas.
That's what
ooh.
It is.
Because he's wearing the same shirt.
Yes. And it's Johnny Depp. All right. So that wraps up our Oscar coverage.
It just opens up. You know, we were somewhere outside of Barso, half an hour on the edge. We were half an hour out of Barso, somewhere on the edge of the desert when the drugs began to take hold.
You're smart. You read a lot.
That movie's awesome.
Well, I wouldn't have memorized that from just reading it. That was from the film and from the soundtrack.
The book is way
How great is Gary Busey's role in that movie? So funny.
Gary Busey's in that?
Yeah. He's a cop. Pulls him over.
Yeah.
And he has all fucking shit.
And speaking of either Tobey Maguire or Topher Grace, I can't remember which one. It's Tobey Maguire. That's so great.
The crazy guy?
Not the crazy guy. No, the guy that they pick up when they're being whacked out on drugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so dirty. Which leads us to the next time, not really at all.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good segue.
Not really. Tom McGuire, Spider-Man, does he have magic powers? No. But magic is great.
Right, so this I wanted to talk about Magic the Gathering, the card game.
Oh, that's what...
It's not.
I'm going to put the mic down and let you talk.
but I didn't really like that face that happened. No, I'm talking about illusions, right?
Yeah.
The audience can't see, but I did make a dove appear out of nowhere, so...
I saw it, and I shit my pants.
I know, right? It's really sticky here, and I really wish he cleaned
turn
that
water into Four Loko. So... Is that magic?
Did you turn it back into water? Because I want to drink something that's not going to murder me.
Well, magic. I think two over the top, though. Two over the top loses me, you know? Like, when they make elephants disappear, I can't stand that.
But no, because that's like, oh, look at the technology that we got. I'm talking about, like, when people just, like, poof, all of a sudden, like, you know, I got a deck of cards fanned out. I drop it. There's another one. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to roll up my sleeves, and now there's a dove in the air. Where the fuck did that come from? Like, it's these people who are, like, I would be so disappointed if, like, one day I learned that magicians, like, actually had magic. I would be like, well, then that's not impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that, but I had magic.
That is actually not pure. That's a good point.
If I had magic, I would just be like, all right, dove, we're done. See
you later. How'd you do that? And you're like, no, I'm magic.
It's magic.
Boo.
No, but I love that sort of, like, it's magic.
I was obsessed as a child with magic. I had 5 or 6 books. I tried to learn, but... I never was dedicated enough to reach being mediocre.
And this is why I wanted to talk about magic.
You're back.
If you ever want to learn how to do magic, I mean, you guys are a little late, but being at college is one of the best times ever. Because you get to practice all your tricks
on drunk people.
Yep. And it's the most amazing experience because they are the best audience. They have no idea how you did what the fuck you did.
I partied a lot with Tony. Yeah. And Tony would do this card trick that wasn't very complicated, but it just...
He's good.
And that's the thing about magic, though. It, like, blows people's minds. And you're drunk, and you're like, this is fascinating to me. And you've done it to me 6,000 times. Still fascinating.
It's your list from last week.
I got really good at the, you know, pick a card, and then somehow I always sneak a look at it. And I'd shuffle, like, the full out, and people... And I'd tell them what the card there was, and they'd freak out, so...
Well, you know, I, when you're drunk, I have if you like
some methods are different.
Make something like just put something behind your back, the keg will disappear. No, no, it won't. Bring it back.
But like I like doing card tricks. They're a lot of fun. I could do a few like fake shuffles where you actually hold onto the card and stuff. I can do a few of those, but like I can't do them well enough to, like, against like, you know, real people. But like drunk people, they're the best. Oh, I did this one mind reading trick that I found somewhere on the internet. Where you ask 3 questions and you know the answer to the last question, and then so you write the answer to the last question and put it under something and blah 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 blah, and then it looks like you predicted all the answers to all the questions. And I did this trick, and everyone's just like, oh, what the fuck? What are you doing? And
burn the witch.
This girl just got up and said, literally, you are a witch.
No way.
You are a witch. And
like Salem.
And in about 5 minutes, she was like passed out in a room or something. So like she was far gone.
And in 10 minutes, the vegan police were coming to your room.
Vegan police.
Wait, so what inspired this magic thought, though? Were you watching some magic?
Every once in a while on Digger, Reddit, or something, they'll be like, check out this magic trick. And I'll be like, that is the most amazing thing.
Are you a Blaine fan?
I'm not a Blaine fan. I'm not a Copperfield fan. I'm not a
Burton,
Mind Freak guy.
Chris Angel.
Yeah, I'm not a him fan. I'm a fan of classic sleight of hand crap. Boom, boom. Something behind your ear.
One of my favorites.
And it's a fucking car.
One of my favorite things is this guy. I don't know if it was Angel or. It was one of the guys that looks relatively normal. I think that's David Blaine.
Chris Angel.
No, Chris Angel doesn't look normal. Yeah, David Blaine. He looks
like
a little bit like a tool, but.
He was like, normal, pick a card.
Yeah, that's David
Blaine. This little girl puts it back in. He's like, is this your card? And she's like, no. And then he's like, check your back pocket. And it was in there. And I was like, that's just fascinating to me. How you did
that? That's fascinating, but how old is that girl?
He's a good pickpocket, man. Like 4.
Because he's like touching that girl's butt. That's all I'm saying.
The coolest one I saw
is
when he's picking a card.
Touching your butt.
And they pick the card. They pick the card, right? And they show the camera. Put it back in the deck. And he threw it, right, at a glass window. Yeah. And the card that she picked was on the other side of the glass. And that was, I was just like, sometimes I'm just like, there's even if they had a helper, how the
Yeah, there's another dude like.
But you don't see him on the background.
He's right, like there's a way.
Don't mess up. Don't mess up. Don't mess up. It's
ways,
like his intern.
There are ways
don't mess
that you
up.
Can,
oh, shit. I threw the wrong card. Oh,
damn it. Ain't a diamond. Ain't a diamond.
Do it again.
But there are ways you can force people to pick a certain card, right? You know, what, that, one, you know that one trick in Arrested Development where Job rips his shirt and he's got the card painted on his chest. And, of course, he's wrong and everything.
No.
But I, like, actually did that one.
Were you right?
Yeah, because it's easy to get people to force.
It's easy. I'm saying, like,
if you know what to do, you go for it. And that's just like, yes, you won the shirt off my back.
But since I feel like people that interested in
that. We were going to, like, a football game, and we had a bunch of the paint, and I was like, I'm going to do the Arrested Development trick, but actually do it. And it worked. And that was awesome.
That's awesome.
You won the shirt off my back.
I'm
talking to a
Western right now. Like, where's that magician guy that was here? He was crazy.
Yeah,
was
no,
awesome.
They miss me a lot up there.
Next year, blog about
magic?
You. Blog spot.
No, because I'm awesome in everything.
That's true. So, yeah. But yeah, some of that like really is into magic, like probably you and me. Whenever someone does a trick, you know, I always try to figure it out or at least try to make it hard for them to do it the right way, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like, I want to be like tricking them. No, you want me to pick that card. Like, I try to like go over here. But
I have a confession. I have a confession about magic.
Right.
I was never very good at it, and I was never very good at understanding it. So at a young age, I just learned to talk shit about people. Like, when I see people doing it at parties, they're like doing it. I was like, magic's gay. And I just walk away, and I'm like, I wish I could.
Yeah, I mean, it's
what
just
a cop
like,
you're like, I can see Alan in like math class. This math's gay. I can't do it.
How do you find X? It's right there. What are you finding?
That's a typical white bully X, man.
I confessed, and I don't do it anymore. I think magic is totally.
No, magic is totes rad.
Now, when I said magic is gay. That was just a parody. Obviously, being gay is not bad.
Oh, no. I know. But magic is so gay. Like the flamboyant clothes that they wear.
Oh, yeah. I bet your card is the 7 of spades.
The 7 of dildo.
I just picked the one with the most effort in it.
I did. That's exactly what
I'm Tim Gunn. Would you like to see my magic trick?
What's your card, bitch?
Watch me hide this dick in your ass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No?
No, do not diss Tim Gunn like that.
But
Tim Gunn is not all about gay sex.
Diss Tim Gunn like that? You think Tim Gunn couldn't get whichever piece of ass he wanted? You're the one dissing Tim Gunn.
Oh.
Sorry, Tim Gunn.
You better apologize.
Apologize.
You better check yourself.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Anyways.
Can we get a Tim
magic,
Gunn soundboard?
I want it now. I'm down with that.
Have you guys ever used soundboard to call somebody? Oh, it's so great.
I use Crank Angers, a crank called John when Crank Angers first came out, and you could put their phone number in. It was the Batman one. Batman?
That was my favorite Crank Angers, though, was the tickets to see Air Bud. It was like, can I have tickets to see Air Bud? I was like, how much one ticket cost? I was like, $7. Yeah, I can bring one friend. How much does 4 tickets cost? And the guy goes, I can bring one friend. It never changed how many friends he could bring, though. He's ass. And
like
I kept telling him.
I like the really rich guy. It's like, what is your best price? Cut it in half. Double it. He was hilarious.
I never really
need
got
a
into
male nurse.
Like I never got into
double it.
Never got into like watching other people do crank phone calls.
Yeah, the best show for me was the best soundboard is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who is your daddy and what does he do? It's just so many ridiculous.
Who is your daddy?
His lines from his movies are so bad that it's funny.
Speaking
man,
of
I love Schwarzenegger
awesome
movies.
Things.
Good morning.
Jingle All the Way. Of
not
course.
That.
Of course. And
here,
Tim
here's
Allen,
a,
right?
Here's a little thing I want to
I
talk
think
about.
It, wasn't it like Danny DeVito or something?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was Sinbad.
Sinbad was
Danny DeVito was totally in that movie.
No, that
was
junior,
he was a junior.
Oh,
and
right.
Twins.
Either way,
Junior,
either way, great,
weirdest
great movies.
Okay, can we talk about something really quickly? Well, I read
if it's
online.
It's not Jingle All the Way, I don't think so.
Yes.
It's better. Okay, I read online. I don't know if this is true or not. I'm running
online
it through
where?
I'm running
in
it
the
through
internet?
The, yeah. I'm running it through the internet fact checking
no,
thing. You might have seen this too. It was on Strike
line.
Gently. It was on Strike Gently.
Okay.
There's a rumor that Nickelodeon is making
new
episodes of the old shows. Doug. Rugrats. Rocket Power.
Nickelodeon's
Rocket Power counts as an old show.
I loved it.
I thought that show was retarded.
Nickelodeon's viewership was down, so they tried a way to hire back all these old producers who produced the show, and I think they're going to try release by mid.
Were they the ones?
They're starting.
Sorry, can I interrupt? Were they the ones who did Invader Zim?
No.
Invader Zim was awesome.
Damn it!
That show was hilarious.
That show was great.
I haven't seen. I honestly, at work, I googled it and I Google newsed it and I had didn't.
I don't. I don't care. I don't care how bad Doug is. I'm watching every episode that they come out with.
Doug is awesome.
Oh
yeah. I don't care how bad the new Dougs are.
That'll be more exciting.
It's like Star Wars. Like anytime they come out with any Star Wars, like you know that animated movie they came out with. I was like, you know, face in hand. I paid money to go see that movie.
Wow, really? I didn't.
That'll be more exciting though than like the Friday Night lineup when you're younger.
But I need to see every piece of Star Wars that gets made.
Do you guys remember that?
What?
The Friday Night lineup when you were younger? How exciting that was?
It was Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Oh, Step by Step. It was sick.
Step by Step. I didn't like Step by Step. But
Day by Day.
First comes love.
Then your
Then they have 12 kids. That's insane.
I don't know, but Alan Thicke was getting down. Alan Thicke was the guy in Step by Step, right?
No, he was Growing Pains, I think.
Aren't they all the same? Oh,
those yes, they are. That's why I didn't like them.
Anyway, so keep an eye out for that. Maybe those shows, those shows are coming back.
If Hey Arnold comes back and Doug,
I'm gonna quit school. I'm a 23-year-old and I'm jealous of the room where Hey Arnold lives. His room is like Batman's room.
It was a whole skylight, and it was honestly probably three times as big as my room is now.
He's amazing.
A hidden door, bookshelves on the wall, which is amazing. I always want a room like that.
And the grandpa with the dick face.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture?
No.
See that picture? His chin is balls, and then like up the side of his face is this curving dick.
Remember the episode when he was a doctor and he was doing pull-ups? Like he did like 50 pull-ups. That was a funny episode.
What was the episode where like Harold had to teach one of his relatives how to read? I loved that episode. It was so inspiring.
I love that he's bullied by the girl who likes him.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's so true to life.
And she writes poetry.
Her name's Helga Pataki. How do I know that?
I didn't know that at all. Combined, we probably know so much Nickelodeon knowledge. I'm excited for those to come back.
I think it would.
Doug would make my life worth it. It would make me think if I had made other decisions in my life, it may have affected Doug coming back. So I'm glad everything happened in my life.
Exactly.
So that the show could be back. Here's on the thing: air.
How many bands are worse than the band from Doug?
So many bands. I have bands on my iTunes worse than Killer Beats. Yeah, Killer Beats. Yeah.
We should have a Killer Beats cover band. Banging on a street light. Drumming on a trash can.
My old roommate Bobby.
Your old Bobby
would get drunk and sing that song.
It was funny. That song.
Like,
is
he'd walking
amazing.
Over the bar and there'd be like trash cans out. And he'd be like banging on a trash can. And it was totally to the beat. It was great.
Oh, yeah, no, Doug's great.
Karate Cam Bob. Anyway, speaking of great things.
A dog that lives in an igloo.
Speaking of dogs that live in igloos.
Okay.
What's our next topic?
I believe it's facial hair.
Facial hair. Dogs have it.
We need to talk about it now because...
We hardly talked about magic. I just want to let everyone know that I love magic. I want to bring that back to the forefront, and then
I kind of want to talk about Nickelodeon. I kind of want to steer it away from...
Yeah.
Because I can't do it.
I thought you were done.
I can't do it either. Just find drunk people. They think anything you do is magic.
I hang out with drunk people. I hang out with
just
virtuous.
Just throw a quarter behind your back, something like that. Disappear. Magic. And just walk away.
Okay. As entertaining as that was for us, you did also catch it.
Yes. It was great.
No, you're to throw it like it's disappearing. Anyway. So facial hair then.
Yeah, this is your topic.
Beards and the like.
We were talking a little bit about this.
Yes, we were. Alan and I... have a family
who can't grow facial hair?
Right.
We have a very highly evolved family.
You go ahead and say that. I think this is like your magic thing. Like, I'm above facial hair.
Too good for that, bro, or what?
Hey, man, I haven't shaved these sideburns in like 3 months.
I haven't shaved either, and I need to.
No, these sideburns. I have to shave a lot, actually.
Yeah. A beard fast? Uh-huh. But it is annoying at times. Like, when I stay clean shaven, you know? You have to shave every day. And like, my dad shaves every day. It gets annoying after a while.
Oh, God, yeah. I just have too much money laying around. I have sex with too many beautiful women. Shut your fucking
face.
Not even
the same goddamn
show your hairy, beautiful face.
I know you guys are jealous. Hey, I can grow a manly beard.
I would never really wanted a beard. I just
what, you
wanted
want
down here. I want a mustache. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's it?
I want the Darren Aronofsky stash.
Darren Aronofsky kind of looks like a pedo, as does anyone but Tom Selleck, who has only a mustache.
Tom Selleck could never work again. He could live off that mustache.
Absolutely.
Literally.
He could mail people to use like movies.
And I mean, I know it's cliche to say that Tom Selleck has a great mustache, but there's a reason it's cliche. It's because it's a great mustache.
It is. It's fantastic. True. I watched Blue Bloods and I was like, I can't. I don't know what's happening in the story.
I'm mesmerized.
Jeff Bridges' beard.
That'd be cool. I think
awesome as well.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges is sweet.
Jeff Bridges is the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is the dude.
He has great facial hair.
Anyway, so Al and I were talking about this and we're saying like, we don't really get actually jealous of people who grow facial hair anymore.
You're so okay. Dick.
But like when I was like 16 and like my friends like all started growing facial hair, like my friend Natty was just because his dad has like a Santa Claus beard, you know, so he's got a lot of beard action going on.
It helps the fact that he looks like Santa
Right,
Claus.
Yeah. He's also round and has a red nose and is always dressed in winter red and white furs. and he's always followed around by a few midgets, like at all times.
I think it's little people.
Sure. Or is it whatever.
I don't think they're
actually that.
They're half person, literally.
Yeah,
you can't say that.
I'll half respect them.
They get half the rights. For some reason, he has
hey, man.
I hope a Canadian isn't a midget.
Half a person is less than two-thirds a person.
Oh, my God. Okay, we just went back
Thank
in
you,
time.
Rob, for saying that. Rob.
We're also going to be having a Mason Dixon line trip later on this year, I guess. Going for your joke. Anyways.
But what a terrible time in our nation's history.
Do you guys have, like, a you know, sensor in your head?
Oh,
I see a midget, I'm always like, midget. I just point. Yeah. No, not to anyone but to myself. I swear to God, every time I see a midget, I just like make a mental note like, there's a midget. Boom.
Like
always.
I have the same thing with like people who are missing limbs and stuff.
You're like amputee.
I'm just like, all right, just be aware, man. Be aware.
Be
That's
aware.
Happening.
Like, look in their eye. I bet people that have like deformities get the most intense eye contact out of anyone. How are you doing today?
Stare at me.
It's like I was watching that one 127 Hours guy.
Yeah.
James which, Frank by the way,
Aaron
no,
Wilson.
The actual guy.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a book called Between a Rock and a Hard Place, which I think is a much better title than 127 Hours.
Yeah, obviously they couldn't use that title because
right,
because it's just so awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, he was on like some game show or something. And I was just like, No, it was like a physical game show where he had to do a bunch of crap. And he like had this fake arm for some of the things.
Yeah, climb the mountain.
But then
do it. You can only get one arm.
Well, he has.
Look out for the boulders. Oh, caught again.
Yeah, he has actually climbed three mountains since this whole thing.
Yeah, so wait. Was he on, what was he on? Was he on that show with the barracudas and the purple?
Well, anyway. What
was that show?
Anyway, I couldn't, like, focus on the game because I was just like, oh, God, arm. Because he would, like, take off his. I'd be like,
Can you imagine being the host of that show? Jesus Christ, Candy, you can't even do this. What's wrong with you?
And then, that'd be funny to have people like, oh, no, I'm not going to go there. Not going to go. Never mind. If Aaron Ross,
he's going there anyway.
If he went on Wipeout,
look at that gimp.
Is that too much? Like amputees going on Wipeout, like someone in a wheelchair, like
the amputee
boom, bounce off the ball.
I don't see them doing much better than all the other people. On
is
Wipeout.
That on the DVD extras? Like for our amputee section.
It's like those things are designed to fail worse than the Japanese ones. At least those Japanese ones.
Dude,
people
Ninja Warrior is so fucking cool.
I know it's cool. At least some people finish every once
it's,
in a while.
It is about watching these crazy athletic people do amazing things with their bodies.
Definitely.
With one or two crazies going in Superman games.
Guess what?
I agree.
Wipeout is about watching fat people fall.
No one's in shape. No one prepares for it.
No.
They don't take it seriously. Ninja Warrior is way
Ninja
better.
Warrior?
And Ninja Warrior.
Has anyone with a beard ever beaten Ninja Warrior? No. So, boom.
That's
suck
like Asians can't grow beards.
How many people have beaten Ninja Warrior?
Like 11?
I think it's
beardless
like 3.
People,
no, there's probably, I think 10 a year.
I
but
think
then,
no, no, no.
Then
like,
they go on to the...
Have done them. I mean, have
the Mount
conquered Fujaki? The whole thing. Yeah, the
two
whole
guys,
thing.
I think.
I think it's three.
Yeah.
One,
one guy is a
one guy
beast.
Is the, like, this one guy fucking, like, is a fisherman, and, like, all day out of the thing, he, like, hangs sideways on the mast.
He's,
and
like,
shit.
40, like, they got, like, 47 or
oh
something.
God,
he's old,
these
too.
People are amazing. The peak of physical condition.
I'll tell you what, though.
And then our American version is like, ha, fatty.
How great is the commentary on that, too?
on the actual Ninja Warrior.
What's
it's
the
great because I can't understand.
Most Extreme Challenge. You're talking about Most Extreme Challenge where they
yeah.
dub it over.
Oh, you're talking about Most Extreme
that's
Challenge.
That's funny too, but Ninja Warrior's great, but that's funny too.
Isn't Most Extreme Challenge, that's Chinese, right?
I thought it was. But they just like dub it over so horribly.
Oh, yeah.
Purpose. It's so it's,
funny. Yeah.
It's
no, great. They don't
that's
do
what Joy said last night.
They don't. They don't do any dubbing on a Ninja Warrior. It's just like,
oh, Akuri Mask, I'm damaged. Oh, that's Spidu Rockalima.
Speaking of over the top, you know, Japanese language, which also, you know, probably is part of the culture, you know? So, I mean, that's, they probably do it for a reason.
Because of the nukes.
Iron Chef, when they speak in that, it's crazy. Like, they'll, like, this is the Iron Chef. His dream is to do this. It's like, they give a whole narrative of this whole guy's life.
Yeah.
It's like, stop. Just. Stop.
Can he cook
something?
Third grade,
he pooped his pants in class. Really? Really? I'm trying to.
No. That was some dude that I know.
Really?
In third grade, too. Great pick there.
Wow.
Well, he didn't know.
You're a mind reader.
He pooped in the corner of the room, not in his pants.
Explain.
I don't want to say his name, but I don't like him, so I might.
I read today about.
No. We need to focus.
Don't say the name. Don't say the
I'm
name.
I'm not going to say
don't
the name.
Don't stoop that low.
Okay, so Carl Levin. in third grade, he was like, teacher, I need to go to the bathroom. And the teacher's like, no, you need to concentrate on this. Well, he really had to go to the bathroom, but he was a timid kid.
I don't understand why teachers say no.
Right, so.
Neither looking back, and that's
so
stupid.
In third grade? Are you kidding me? I don't think they're allowed to anymore. I was a camp counselor, and you were not allowed to say no when some kid had to go to the bathroom. Anyway.
Speaking of, I want to jump in here.
Yeah.
How amazing was it the first time you got to college, your first college class, when they said, you don't have to ask if you go to the bathroom? I was sitting there like, this is amazing.
What do you
mean amazing?
I was past asking by that point. I was like, I'm in fucking college, I'm going to do what I want.
I was always, I don't know.
Yeah, I never.
You're like,
I needed approval.
If I had to go to a bathroom in a college class, I think that was it for me going to that class for the day.
But no, like I didn't just walk out of high school classes.
Oh, you didn't have the same high school classes.
But our policy after we were seniors, policy got a lot worse. Our policy, you allowed 3 a day.
Yeah, I know that, but like
I use
those
every.
Still, you had to ask to get released. Like in college, you could just walk out.
I got called off that one in college class.
What you needed to do
in my class and walk out. I have to go. I had to go to the bathroom.
She was like, I have to take a shit.
And she's like, don't do it again. I'm like, I'm sorry, I had to go pee in your class. I was drinking. I was hydrating myself, drinking a lot of water.
I get to see Jordan just arguing for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Just like,
I was pissed.
Oh, I wasted time in class. Who's wasted time in class now, bitch?
Exactly.
So anyway,
she was Canadian.
She's listening. So anyway, Carl said, and it's not actually Michigan State Senator Carl Levin. Just spoiler alert. I'm using a fake name.
Carl with a K.
He said, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going inside his mind right now. You know, some Inception shit going on here. He's like, what am I going to do? I really got a shit. But she said, no. He probably didn't say shit. He was in third grade.
Maybe
got a poopy.
Yeah, I got poopy, but teachers say no.
kid should have been a third grade.
Right. So he, you know, class goes on and everything's fine. He's like, oh, la, la. And then recess happens, and they're all going out to recess. And then they come back in the room, the teacher has, like, this face on, right? And she's just like, okay, someone pooped in the room.
and everyone... You're not young enough to think it's a joke yet.
Right.
Like, if someone, like, that's something you can't say to, like, a 12th grade class. Like, if someone would have done that to me when I was a senior in high school, I would have lost my goddamn mind.
Oh,
right.
Man.
That changes from like the most embarrassing thing you could do in class to like the most high five worthy thing you could do in class.
Oh, yeah,
when
definitely.
You go like in your fear in high school is you just take a shit in class.
You gotta have street cred
in
though.
The urinals on free time.
You gotta have a little bit of street cred though. If you're like a weird kid and you do it, no. You're just like
game over.
Weird.
It's like send them off.
Yeah, whatever. If it was like me, that would have been awesome.
I'm like, Alan's fucking gross.
So anyway, that kid's name
never gonna get a
who pooped in his third grade classroom was Rob.
You?
No, I didn't actually.
I really thought it was you for a second.
That'd have been awesome.
Are we done with this topic?
Yeah, I guess. So anyway, beards.
Beards are good. Beards are good.
If you can grow one, you know what? Grow it. At least once in your life, grow one. Don't be a pussy.
It's not like a choice. You have any idea how long it's been since I've shaved?
You were born like that.
Not it's you, not I'm saying. Choice. I'm saying if you can grow an eye size.
Oh, then, fair enough.
Then
yeah.
Go for it at least once. At no, least don't once, stop yeah. because a girl tells you no. Come on. Man,
find another
stop
girl.
Growing a beer because a girl tells you no. Don't, hey. Don't stop growing a beer because a girl tells you no.
Hey, here's
what?
I said stop. You don't have to stop growing a beard if
unless
a girl tells
it's
you
Anne
no.
Hathaway. I mean,
there's a lot of other things you have to do when girls say no.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of other things. I think one other thing.
Because no turns me on.
We need to go. We need to go to the topic.
Just kidding.
All I'm saying is if a girl doesn't want sweet beard action, then she's actually a lesbian.
Obviously.
It's the most manly thing that can be on your face. And if she doesn't like it, she doesn't
besides Chuck Norris's beard.
What's the most manly thing
that
can be on her face?
Oh!
Anyway, if you have a topic you would like us to talk about.
Or not talk about.
Or
like
not.
We did with
or if you want to say... Please never gonna talk about this.
Then go ahead and email us. Email address, go.
CoolPodcastBro@gmail.com.
Well, you know, for a guest, you really got the email down.
And you can do the tweet thing.
Cool Podcast
I think,
Bro.
I don't think it's funny anymore to be ironic, like, oh, you could do the Twitter thing. Like, all the old people, like, I don't even know what the Twitter is. All that bullshit, because, and then they're on Twitter.
The Tweety Box.
Yeah, the Tweety Box.
But honestly,
so we're on Twitter. Twitter.com/
We're on the
CoolPodcastBro.
Yeah. Okay, or at CoolPodcastBro if you want to tweet. At us.
Or mention us.
At us.
Or mention
we're on the,
us.
We're on the
I
Facebook.
Don't really know how adding works on Twitter.
What do you
it's
mean,
it's
mean to mention us?
That's what you, when you at something, on when you at, like, at podcast, bro.
You want
free
publicity from
us.
People we don't know?
What?
You want, like, some psycho out there? Be like, they made me kill somebody. No, no, don't mention us. Unless you're gonna, you know,
unless you're
take
gonna
things
save
about
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Eminem has songs about... You know, domestic violence and putting women in the back of the trunk, and he's not been in jail for that, has he? Has he been in jail?
I don't really care
no,
about
but
going
no,
to jail.
But no one
I care about like
him as their looked. Source. As like Eminem inspired me to do that. No one says that.
What about Stan?
That's a song.
Wasn't but it was based on a real person.
But it wasn't
Devin
based
Sawa.
On someone that did it because of Eminem, though. It wasn't based on it. It
yes,
didn't
it was.
Because of
this
Eminem.
Guy, yes.
Oh, God, I don't care about this
Stan,
discussion.
Stan was based on the letters he got from an actual fan.
Well. I don't want to be part of that at all. Is what I'm saying.
Neither. So don't.
I'm like right now. I'm like honestly.
Your idea. Our idea.
Pontus Pilate. I'm washing my hands clean, dude.
And that worked out great for him.
I was just gonna. That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Don't throw that Jew guilt my way.
Nice. This is a good family fun episode.
Oh, absolutely.
That's comedic timing.
So, topic us.
Yeah, topic us at both of those things. We have a Facebook deal.
We're on. Just
you can search
us.
On Facebook.
Can you spell
that?
Retard? That was offensive. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one
Ouch.
Word, but it could
no,
be
it's
three
it's
words.
All. It's
okay, because every time I do it, it's one word, and I think every time you do it, it's three words. But yeah, anyway,
right.
And how do you know we retards can't spell? I mean, that's kind of
well. I guess if they were like Rain Man,
that's a savant though.
I know. Is I was trying to be offensive. Handicap? I was being offensive on purpose.
Okay.
Well, it worked. People that are really
it
smart.
It worked. Right.
People that are really super smart.
In one area. That's what a savant is.
Yeah, I know. Disamor. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
They're really good at one thing. Okay. So.
Yeah. Aristotle always said that a single-purpose tool is best at accomplishing that
single-purpose
purpose.
Aristotle
a
also
multi-purpose
said something
tool.
About something racist probably in his life.
Well, yeah, probably.
Of course.
Naturally.
He also talked about some people being born naturally to be slaves. I mean, he did a lot of things wrong, but that
Can
was
we get
society.
To the
I would love to go to the library in Alexandria.
Fine, if you have questions. Fine. If you have questions,
inside voice,
email us at the aforementioned email address. Twitter us at the Twitter thing. You can send freaking comments on our blog.
We've made it so simple for you to contact us. It's not even
and
funny.
No one does.
Well, I don't think anyone listens. So I mean, we have
obviously
that.
Have we've had.
Yes.
Okay, if you are a listener and you have not emailed us, you have not tweeted us, you have not followed us on Twitter. If
and
you have
liked
listened
it?
To more than one episode and you're enjoying it, I can understand if you're on like your second episode and you're like, I don't know if these guys are actually crazy and racist
it.
Or if they're being fun. But if you are enjoying it, if you are legitimately having a good time, shut up, Alan.
Don't worry about it.
Then please, we just need validation.
That's all we need. We just need to feel
better.
We don't
about do
ourselves.
This
for the most heartwarming thing that's been ever been said on this podcast.
And also, I love babies.
I love kittens.
To eat. I like turtles. Now let's
single greatest interview ever.
Absolutely no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Are you sure? It could be. I just it's fun to put around stuff with your friends. Like,
yeah, that's the best one.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. But I do love I like turtles.
I like turtles.
No, also turtles. Also interview is like when they talk about
the person that got sexually assaulted. The guy's like, had your wife, had your kids. Oh, they're raping everybody in here. Oh, yeah, that guy is hilarious. It was also
first thing I want everyone to know is I'm a homosexual. When he got interviewed, like,
oh,
when
yeah.
he was famous.
Yeah. He's so flamboyant.
All right, anyway.
Yes.
Let's get some questions. Let's
all right, ask, so until you assholes. Until you actually send us in your questions, listeners, and we know you exist. We have 9 subscribers.
We
there
know.
Are 9 of us.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Identities.
I mean, I may have subscribed on nine different things. I don't really know.
But we know you didn't because we were listening.
Right,
because
Canada.
Have hope.
So please send us questions. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel on the Yahoo
How
answers.
Are the Yahoo answers today?
They're all right. I have... Ooh, I have
ask
two.
The assholes. Number one.
Number one.
Yes.
Leroy Jenkins asks.
Boo. Not the real Leroy Jenkins.
Boo.
No, obviously not.
Not the real Leroy.
Because the real Leroy Jenkins.
I hate when people
Leroy
use
Leroy Jenkins.
I hate when people use internet memes to title their things.
Yes. Why? Very good. Like we did. So anyway, this guy has. All right, we did that, didn't we? What are some deep questions about the universe?
Oh my goodness.
What a retard.
Or just science in general. Anything from theory you may have to quantum mechanics questions or what may be happening in parallel universes.
This guy's not one of the answers, just the questions?
First of all,
No. Shut your fucking faces because the first answer to this is the best thing I've ever read, right? First thing, immediately after this thing gets posted, how do magnets work?
fucking magnets,
That's
man.
That's awesome. That
I think
clever.
Don't
this person,
tell me it's science.
All right. Obviously, this person is looking for a paper topic from his science class that he did not pay attention to.
Yeah.
Please tell me something interesting and give me 3 to 5 sources.
I feel
about
like
what
this. I feel like this is a person who like really needs to have a conversation. Like his friends are all having like deep conversations. He's like, "Do you have something deep to say, Internet?"
And like, he's trying to manufacure deepness. Look, guys, I'm cool.
Yeah, he feels left out because like they're like. You don't know anything about this shit? About philosophy? He's like, I need to learn fast.
Wait.
So where do you guys learn? Yahoo Answers.
How do magnets work?
No. It's like, pick a science topic that really interests you and write about it. His, how do magnets work? And then he adds in all these bullshit theories, some other fields of knowledge. Yeah. And like, this doesn't make sense at all. He's like, I researched it pretty hard.
And that just at the bottom, like, just don't tell me it's science.
Don't tell me it's fucking science.
Anyway, this story I have from the week.
Excellence.
I feel really
perfect.
Bad for this.
We did not do a week in review.
This youngster.
Wow, we must have missed a lot.
Yeah, we watched the Oscars.
This youngster was, he was about 7 or 8, right? And his family was at Walmart. And he had like 4 brothers. And just by the look of them, you know, to stereotype, I'm sorry. Well, they look kind of like they were from...
We do not
country,
abide stereotypes
country bumpkins,
on
you know? Country bumpkins, you know? Weren't...
All right, brother.
Weren't well-groomed. They had bad hygiene. Anyways, the kid's 7. He says, Mom, do you think space is infinite? He's like, do you think it's really that big? I'm like, wow, this kid's, you know... This kid's really smart, and he's asking good questions. And his mom totally ignores. I'm like, oh, God. Potential wasted right there.
She's like, if I answer this question, my head will explode.
She probably didn't know anything. She didn't know what to say, and I felt bad for the kid.
Well, space... If space is
infinite... Answer the question. I'm just saying...
Don't answer
We're not going to go into this question.
So, space is both infinite and finite.
It has to be.
It's in sort of like
a expanding
spiral.
And contracting.
Yeah. It's not expanding and contracting. It's expanding and also infinite.
Yeah. So it's going forever.
Right. How does something that's infinite expand?
It doesn't.
It does, because the universe is both infinite and expanding.
Don't try to know God. You will fail.
Essentially, don't tell me that it's science.
Don't tell me it's science, man. And fucking magnets, man.
Yeah, right. How does that shit work?
No one knows.
That video makes me sad for the future of America, because that, you know,
we were Christian the whole time.
What video? I know a video I'm saying to the listeners.
I see the ICP Miracles video.
That group makes me sad for mankind.
Yeah, it does.
And their fans. They
embarrass themselves.
Clown heads? What are they called?
They're called hatchet heads, but they're the...
I thought they were called juggalos.
Yeah, juggalos. The Juggalo Nation. To all you out there listening, I'm serious about this.
To our 9
your tools.
If any of you are juggalos,
stop.
Fuck out of our podcast.
Yeah, don't listen to this anymore. And I don't even feel bad about it, but come find me, because fuck you, juggalo.
They're trash.
They're
a willfully ignorant group of people.
I don't support genocide, but
that's what should be our first cool podcast, bro.
Official genocide?
No.
That should be a t-shirt.
exterminate the Jungle.
No. We should have a
we have like a hatchet guy.
We should,
yeah,
like going at himself, right?
Yeah, and we'll like, hire Javier Bardem.
This is getting out of
control. No place for old men to kill them all.
Absolutely.
Fine. You know, fuck my idea, right?
Why is he getting out of control?
Absolutely. That's pretty much
we
the point of the podcast.
We need to make our first cool podcast, bro, field trip to the gathering of the Juggalos.
No.
How about we make it
to
somewhere cool that we'll enjoy?
Because there's nothing. I don't think there's anything scarier than being where they
are. Yeah, are you kidding me? Being in the middle of that? Like, imagine if you, like, got kidnapped and was like, here you are, and you're, like, in a tent. No, you're not in Afghanistan. You're in the middle of Illinois.
You want to
Well,
go
I
that?
Gotta get the
you
fuck out of here.
Never, ever.
Okay, agreed.
Okay, yeah, good. Okay, cool. So we all agree.
So why did Juggalos exist?
Right, yeah. If there is a God, why did he allow Juggalos?
Yeah, I think that's a great question.
There's your deep question of the
day.
That'd
be a hilarious thesis.
And think of a better name. Come on, Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, seriously. This is why your friends hate you, because you can't come up with anything.
You're not original. You're not original at all. All
right.
And your face is stupid.
So we have our second question from Man Beast.
Okay, that's getting better.
Not Mary
Pig. It's a good name, but it does not go with this question in the slightest. How do you cut yourself without hurting?
What?
Now, before you lip, I don't want to do it. I just want to know how.
Why? General knowledge.
In case you know, I ever decide to. My friend did it once, and I asked, and they said it doesn't even hurt. But how am it not?
Well, your friend's lying.
Yeah, your friend is absolutely lying.
Or on drugs.
Or alternately, there's a lot of adrenaline going through. Like,
oh, yeah,
when you talk to people like gunshot victims and stuff, that'll be a lot what the hell happened? Why am I on the ground? Oh my God, there's a fucking bullet in
there. They
feel
a release of that, you know? So that wouldn't hurt, they feel released.
And yeah, the psychological thing behind it is these people feel like they're doing nothing with their lives, right? And when your body heals, you get a psychological like boost. Like, it's like, I am accomplishing something.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting and it's medical, right?
Yeah. Going to a bar and be like, I'm not even cutting yourself without hurting yourself. And girl's like, what'd you say? He's like, oh, just general knowledge. You know, I'm a well-rounded guy.
I have a friend and he said it didn't hurt. And I'm just wondering, first of all, Man Beast, if you're wondering this, no. A Man Beast would cut himself and he would want it to hurt.
He would cut himself, he'd take a chunk out. He would scoop.
We know this is not really you.
First of
probably.
All, now we know why this guy wants to cut himself, because his friends tell him it doesn't hurt. What a dick.
Second, because he's a man beast.
He's a man beast. He probably looks like Quasimodo.
Maybe he looks like the kid with the shovel face.
My top answer, local anesthesia. Very medical response to this. This is how you do it.
Yeah. That's true.
What a pussy way to cut yourself. Absolutely. I'm going to cut myself today, but I need, can I get some anesthesia, please?
Here's a paragraph.
It's like Civil War.
And there's a paragraph of someone telling him not to do it. I
don't
care.
Don't do it. Your life is worth it. I don't know
who
you are.
Suicide hotline.
Your life isn't worth it, because I read your question and fuck you.
I would love to make a mock skit about a suicide line where you just told people to fuck off. They call you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about do it. Kill yourself.
All right. Congratulations.
Hey, have you seen the food shortages?
Guess what? So is everyone else.
So you know what? There's a Chinese baby right now who really wants to live.
Life's
so why don't you
hard.
Just give him your food. Pow, right?
I bet that would actually work.
I think actually my favorite answer is, what the fuck is wrong with you? It hurts for a reason.
There you go.
Yeah, don't cut yourself. That shit, that is
it hurts
horrifying.
Because it makes you just...
I need to feel something. Right. Masturbate. I mean, good chance you'll feel something there. Unless
right, and then the carpal tunnels, if you want pain, eventually... The
what if he's a eunuch, though? What if he's a eunuch?
Well, then he...
Go ahead, cut yourself. Do something faster, though, because like you might survive cutting yourself.
Up the tracks, not down the street.
Right,
the saying is.
All that crap.
Across the road, not.
Oh, across the road is just for like, I'm hurting. If you want to kill yourself, you gotta.
Don't do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, all the way. In a bathtub, that like everyone's all creeped out when they come in and it's just full of blood.
Oh, you definitely gotta play it up, man, if you're gonna do it. Like,
yeah, no. Be theatrical about it. That's my advice. If you're going to kill yourself, scar everyone in your family for life.
Like your dad finds
this
you.
Is a,
really? Really?
This
that's
a,
it?
This is
like
just
on the floor?
Just
that's
like,
all?
Just like do it in a place like, say there's a family reunion coming up and everyone leaves. Like, it's like, oh, we're going to go pick up aunt and uncle and we'll be back and everyone will be here. And it's like, oh no, I'll get everything set up. I promise. And then hang yourself right in the doorway. With a note around your neck that says, you did this to me.
This is so dark. And that's it. No alibi or anything. Wow. That'd be...
Don't specify, right? Everyone who's coming to this thing has a personal connection.
Are you ready?
You know why.
Underline you.
Yeah.
Underline you.
And then, like, you know why, too. And then,
And everyone's done some shit to you, right? I mean, that happens.
But you, so hang yourself.
So you think
if you're going to do it, Robbie, scar everyone you think that,
like, someone's parents would be like, I'm disappointed in Gary. And they're like, oh, why? It's so sad he killed himself so young. No, because he did it in such a boring way.
I mean,
pussy.
I got over it in like a week.
Didn't even play it up.
When I close my eyes, I see buddies and shit. I should be seeing the horrors of that day.
Okay. Okay.
So don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't cut yourself. It's really, scars on your arms are really unflattering. Let me tell you.
No, they're sexy. Girls love thick scars. Chicks love thick scars. Gladiator.
Okay. I mean, I have a scar, but it's from like a sword fight.
I have so many scars.
Yeah. Yeah, but mine's from a sword fight. I think we've glossed over that. What are you cheeky your sword fight? They were machetes.
You serious?
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
He needed to feel something.
Wanted to have a machete fight.
Okay.
We were all leaving off to college. It was like our last weekend together, and we thought, you know what we should do?
Swing machetes at each other. Full force.
There you go.
No choreography.
It was on a parry. I cut my thumb. A chunk of it was hanging off. It was pretty awesome.
That's intense.
So
brutal.
Let's move on from killing yourself to please kill yourself. Brian B asks, what is a good car for me? I want to get girls, live in the snow, and I have about $5.5K to spend.
Well, first of all, you're getting a new car.
Thinking a Subaru of some type. Just something that do well in snow and looks
Subaru
good.
Subaru is a nice
car. Any other suggestions?
To get pussy?
No, but...
Number one...
Number one, the problem is trying to get pussy with a car.
Number one criteria is we are not in 1957 anymore. You can't just roll down your window and holla at some bitches.
Yeah, just because they have...
It's amazing when you talk to people who are older. What percentage of people our age own muscle cars? Like, everyone had one. It's like, no, it's so easy to get one.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Nowadays, not at all, but I never got the fascination with cars. Because, like, I like nice cars, but I'm not going to go out my way to get one if I don't have one.
I like nice cars.
What kind of woman do you
want to
pick up that just likes you because you have a car?
Right, exactly.
Ooh, a red convertible.
Oh,
yes,
look at that.
I will take my top off.
Subaru? Why didn't you say so?
5500? She's like, oh, used Ford Focus. This guy is environmental.
2006 Ford
Fiesta. Look at
this.
This guy's going green.
This performance in snow.
Look at you. Look at you.
These tires hold on so well. Guess what? Half the year, you're not in snow probably, idiot. So think about that.
Idiot.
Yeah, you want something that performs well in snow? Get a tank.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Goodyear tires.
Yeah, or Michelin is the one with the commercial where they do
Michelin
really well
man.
In snow.
Just talk to Brady Hoke, the
Michelin man.
Scares
me.
If anyone knows how to pick up chicks, it's the Michelin man.
I mean, that guy is frumpy as hell. I mean, he has these tires, but that guy.
Anyways,
tires.
You're obviously trying too hard, and you don't understand women at all. So
please enlighten them. He doesn't understand women. How do you pick up women?
I don't understand women either, but the key is not a nice car.
You picked up women in your life, right?
Yeah.
So?
I'm going to recuse myself from this conversation because I've picked up so many
women. I show
them
my dick and I say, you like that? And if they say yes, they like it. If they know, then they don't. That's it.
And that's how that goes. It's a nice, calm conversation. Do you like my dick?
There you go. Hey.
Yes, no.
Maybe.
I take bluntness to the max.
So, essentially, you hand them a little middle school note. It says,
is your penis
in
the middle?
No.
It says,
do you like my dick?
It says, look down in a minute. And after a minute, she looks down and my dick's
cold. What, you gotta get warmed up or something? not yet. 57 seconds. Go.
I'm not gonna go just dry, man. Sometimes you gotta prep it a little bit. I have my fluffer come in. I have a hired fluffer, yes.
And then it's circle yes or no.
Some people have stylists. I have a fluffer. Oh, it makes sense.
God.
It does make sense because so many people do see your dick.
So many people see the penis.
So essentially, don't get a car. Just show your dick to girls.
No, essentially, get a real.
But you need
the key to get a car is getting a reliable car. Like,
but to gauge reaction, start showing it to guys first and see how that goes, and then you can work up to women.
Your dick,
penis.
Okay, well, you're still the penis thing. Okay,
your car, or your dick. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Penis.
And this is not a funny question. But I feel like we can answer it.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how was your February, gentlemen?
Three.
Horrible. I hate February in Michigan because
worst month.
I would just like to point out that it is now officially March.
Yeah, thank God.
We are 44 minutes into March right now.
Thank you.
20 days till spring. You can't go outside in February in Michigan.
Nope.
You can't.
It's funny
horrible.
Because
you can't go anywhere.
Right about like the 11th or the 12th is a nice day, and then you're like, oh, it's great, spring's coming, and then you just get
then it
absolutely
shits on you again.
On.
Yeah,
but it happens every year.
But the good thing, this year is that I always also get depressed when there's like a really shitty Easter, but Easter is far enough back in April that's gonna be nice.
Oh yeah, it'll be nice. So
thankfully, that's
February was a zero for me.
Yeah, I mean, I had an all right February. I worked. All right,
but
I mean,
as far as
February's go,
it's
I'd say
February,
it was yeah normal average. February 5-6. As far as months go, 2-3, tops.
Worst month of the year.
It is my least favorite month.
Oh, yeah. We have talked extensively about how February is the worst month of the year.
If I saw February walking down the street, I would chase behind him and choke him out.
You
and
couldn't
beat the
it's
shit.
A hate crime. Ooh,
why? Black History Month. It's yeah, there you go. I got it. That was a well-formed joke. I think we all deserve Alan a round of applause because
hey!
I thought that was funny.
Accomplishment.
Congratulations, Alan. And now I think it's time to end the podcast.
No, we
got to
do picks of the week.
Oh,
that's
shit.
True.
Quickly.
Everyone else go.
Take your time. We can talk about.
I have one.
Okay, go. Yeah, go.
I mean, if we're on a time limit.
Did
we're
I already pick the hood internet?
Long.
I did that with
no.
the didn't I?
No, you did not.
What is the hood internet?
You pick
ask?
Of the week, though, right?
My pick of the week is thehoodinternet.com. It's a website that it's a collection of DJs that mash up music. And it's not like Girl Talk that releases something once every 2 or 3 years. These guys put out a new track every couple of days, and it's just it's just track by track.
Yeah.
It's very cool, and I would suggest checking out thehoodinternet.com. And all their stuff is downloading for free. You can download it for free, so it's great. Check it out.
My pick of the week is Archer. The show Archer on FX.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it yet, hilarious show. And, you know, just check it out Thursdays at 10 o'clock FX. Boom. And Robbie?
My pick of the week is Archer, The Profession.
Ooh.
Train with a bow and become one of the mainstays
become
of the English
awesome.
Army in the 1500s.
And actually give use to that middle finger that you just throw up randomly at old
There'd
women
be so
slowly.
Much more intense if people were, like, in gangs, like... Yeah, I shot him with a bow and arrow. That'd be way harder.
I would never mess with that guy.
I am
if
wicked.
If Waka Flocka Flame came
just,
out
I just
a
like
bow and arrow, it was just like,
I would just like to point out that I am wicked good at archery.
How often have you shot a bow and arrow?
I was a camp counselor, and I won several contests when I was in Boy Scouts.
You haven't shot in a while, have you?
Yeah, last summer.
Well, let's see. We have to see if you're so fresh. I would like to see you shoot.
All right. Well, I really do want a bow. So if
compound?
You want to get me a bow. Fuck no compound.
Same, man.
What am I, a pussy?
I love
right,
I love
the
bow and arrows.
This is just drifting off into nothing.
So
oh
yeah.
My god, it's new ground for us. We're not
train train for archery.
Yeah. Train for archery.
Wait,
party while
words.
Watching Archer and listening to music from the Hood Internet.
No,
just pumped. Okay, bye everybody. See you next week.
Maybe.